I guess we're, you know, we've known that that blood pressure, rising blood pressure, is an issue with our population, but we're seeing more studies now from Statistics Canada, more numbers that show that nearly one in five adult Canadians has high blood pressure, meaning we have almost 5 million people in this country with high blood pressure.
That's right, and about 80% of those tend to be treated with medication and responding reasonably well. Well, I would say about from that 80% of those people who have high blood pressure, about two-thirds of them are responding to blood pressure medications or taking the right ones in order to control their blood pressure, and a third aren't. And this in itself can't be used as a microcosm, because blood pressure in and of itself, yes, can increase your risk of stroke, of heart disease, causes increased workload on the heart. The heart can get larger, and as a result, the muscles get larger. The muscles eventually, though, weaken over time, and you can end up with congestive heart failure, which is an irreversible process with a 50% five-year mortality rate. So there's that aspect. There's stroke that can occur from high blood pressure as well because of the strain on the arteries. But we also have to consider that other factors have changed in the past, I'd say, 5, 10, even 15 years. Obesity is becoming an issue. Diabetes is increasing in incidence. Cholesterol levels are increasing. The salt content in our foods is tremendously high. People are eating more processed foods, more eating out more, and as a result, they're consuming more salt, which in and of itself increases blood pressure and has a dramatic effect. Smoking is an issue. Sedentary lifestyle. So when you look at all these factors together, compounded with blood pressure and many people not knowing that they have high blood pressure, and many not being treated either adequately well or not being treated at all, that in and of itself is the reason why we have, in terms of the number one cause of death in Canada and morbidity, is cardiovascular disease, where one in two women have a lifetime risk of dying of a heart attack, and one in three men have that same risk. So that is the disconcerting part of this, and why it is so important that blood pressure be controlled and be monitored. And for many people, it's a simple matter of getting your blood pressure checked. It's an effective screening tool.
Because there aren't any other warning signs, right, in a lot of cases?
There are no other warning signs of high blood pressure other than the end result,
right,
which is where you have the damage.
When you find out when it's too late. But people should be having their blood pressure checked regularly, so that they know where it stands. And also there are things you can do to reduce your chances of high blood pressure.
Absolutely. There is exercising at least 30 minutes to 60 minutes a week, trying to get out, even going for a walk 3 to 4 times a week will help. Looking at what you're consuming in terms of food. So look at those labels and see how much salt. The new rate that will come out in terms of how much salt should that maximum amount of salt that should be consumed per day is about 1,500 milligrams. And when you look at some of the canned products out there and the serving sizes, which are tend to be half of what people normally would consume anyway, you should just double the amount of salt that's on that serving size as you consider how much salt you're taking in, because that plays a huge role. Smoking cessation is another one. Losing about 5 to 10 pounds will help reduce blood pressure. And eating more fresh foods, so fruits and vegetables, and not processed foods. All these things will contribute not only to reducing your blood pressure, but a dramatic reduction in your risk of diabetes by about 90%, heart attack or heart disease by about 80%. And then some of the other factors that people don't consider is that high blood pressure in and of itself as well is associated with an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease because of the damage to, or dementia, because of the increased damage to the vessels in the brain, blood vessels in the brain. So all these factors, when you look at hypertension, it covers pretty much every organ system in our body. So by taking very straightforward measures where the evidence is there, you can avoid lots of medications if you look at your lifestyle and make those changes. But if you do have high blood pressure, you should treat the high blood pressure, get it down to normal, do the things you need to do to try and reduce your risk, and perhaps you may be able to stop those medications over time.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.